Okay, so the meat. Yes. Thank you, Lori. Okay, so the meeting is called to order at 7:36, and as Susan suggested, I will read through the agenda that I had sent out earlier. Roll call is our voting members and non-voting members. Our voting members are Adriana, PK, McCary, Rob Lee, Susan Young, myself, Sean Kelly McPherson, Tori Mercer, and Debbie Smith, who has asked for an excused absence. Non-voting members are Matthew Jenkins, Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Venetia Patel Adams, and Rhonda Gardner is still non-voting at this time, as this is only her second meeting. At the next meeting, she will be a voting member then. So we are
An objection to where I am in that lead because of the government's governance committee's failure to have consistent meetings since January. Had we been having those meetings, I would qualify for membership, same as Jane would.
Okay. So the next item is discussion of purposes for the committee in 2025. Review special and standing rules, unfinished business, and new business. And then we need to set the next meeting date and time and then adjourn approximately around 8:30 or 9. So does anybody want to make a change to that agenda?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that, I mean, both Adriana and Rhonda have brought to our attention that Jane Scheidler it should be on the list as somebody who's working towards achieving membership. And so I'm just putting her on the list. I don't have her on the list.
Okay. Jane's not here tonight, though, is she? Who is 1438, last four of your phone number there? Is that one of the members that?
No, that's Nancy.
Oh, that's Nancy. Okay.
Can we have the roll call, Madam Chair? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Adriana.
Actually, you listed the roll, but we haven't actually called the roll.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Shall I go ahead, Madam Chair, and call the roll?
Yeah, if you don't mind, Susan. Thank you.
Absolutely. Adriana Casaneve.
Present.
Present. Great. PK McCary.
Here.
Rob Lee. Here. Susan Young. Here. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
In fact, I am.
Great. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Hi, Tori.
Thanks.
Great. Debbie Smith requested an excused absence. Non-voting members, Matthew Jenkins. Matthew?
Here.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present. And actually, I'd like to say I should be a voting member and because the bylaws says that the station members have a right to be on a LSB committee. And the new bylaws is not a done deal.
Next one, Venetia Patel Adams, are you here? Nope. Okay, great. And Rhonda Garner is here. Rhonda, would you say your name?
Rhonda Garner.
Great. Okay. And Jane Scheidler. Not here. Okay. We have quorum.
Do you have quorum without me being in here and the other people that don't qualify as voters?
Those who are not qualified voters do not count towards quorum. We have eight people, and it requires five for quorum. Eight people who are currently qualified members of the committee.
I think I'm only seeing.
We have only six present. Yes. Yeah. We have six present.
We need five for quorum.
So we've made quorum.
So we have Adriana, PK, Susan, Marianne, Sean, Tori.
Okay.
So that we make quorum plus one.
Okay. So, now on the agenda, I have, we've got a couple of things here, that we can discuss, review of special standing rules, unfinished business, and any new business. Did anyone want to add anything to that? Something you want to discuss at this meeting?
I would.
Okay, what is it, PK?
I would like to talk about a bylaws conference.
I second that idea. I would like to talk about, I receive information from other listener signals. As many of you probably.
Point of order. If you could please raise your hand to be recognized, and that way, people aren't just talking extra, extraneously.
She seconded, my addition, I guess.
Well, that's another thing.
She could have.
It does. Well, I don't know. Well, that's right. Is there a second from, one of the voting members? I'll second it, PK.
Okay, thanks.
And, so Rhonda, you have your hand up, and thank you very much. And what would you like to,
I would like to have the opportunity to discuss what I brought up before the meeting was formally begun. And that being the fact of the failure for the governance committee to meet in a consistent fashion. And that if it had been meeting, there would be those of us that would be qualifying as voting members. And I think that needs to be taken into consideration. You haven't had enough meetings for anyone to even qualify yet.
Okay, well, would you like to put that into the form of a motion, and then we can vote on it, I guess?
You know, I really don't want to waste the board's time, and I'm not sure that I would receive what, Sean? I can't hear Sean, and he appears to be talking. And
that's all right. We're listening to you right now, though, Rhonda.
Okay. Here's the deal. I don't want to waste anybody's time. So if we could do like a dummy vote to see if people would support it, and then if not, we'll just move on. Rather than the trouble of making a motion and taking a big vote, we could, raise our hands if we support that.
Well, so the problem is that how are we going to, the problem about that is that when you're doing the minutes, mm-hmm. how are we going to, if we don't have a formal,
I understand.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and put something into writing and send it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Nancy?
Yes. Can I ask for a committee of the whole, which means we have an informal discussion about the bylaws?
I second that. I don't guess I get to vote, so never mind.
Are there any objections to that? If there's no objections, I don't see why not. So, okay, I see that V. Patel has joined the meeting. We'll count V as, are you there, V? V. Patel, can you make yourself heard?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we'll count you as being present. Now, I'm not too familiar. Can somebody help me either? I would have to ask Adriana or maybe Susan about this committee of the whole.
Yes. Marianne, first of all, I think that before we go to that, you said that you have a request, and you have an email from Debbie Smith requesting an excuse absence?
Yes.
Okay, then first of all, I want to move to excuse Debbie Smith.
Who?
Debbie.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. We almost forgot about that. Okay.
And second, the way that you go to that is the committee decide when we want to go to the committee of the whole, and that's it. We just get there and we discuss what we want to discuss.
All right. Okay, so we're going to, does anybody have any objection to letting Debbie have a excused absence? So hearing no objections, Debbie's got an excused absence, and we will move on then to the Committee of the Whole.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
My apologies. I did not raise my hand at the agenda. I circulated minutes from the February 18th meeting. They were just circulated a while ago, so maybe what we do is we take – I did circulate them long ago, but I just recirculated them, so maybe they get taken up at the next meeting.
Well, have the voting members of this committee had a chance to look at the minutes from the – that Susan sent out? Has anyone not looked at those minutes, or does anybody not approve of the minutes? Let me put it that way. You want more time? Because if you don't need more time, we'll just go ahead and say, let's go with it and get those posted.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, could the non-voting members, so-called, receive minutes?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I believe so.
Is there any objection?
No.
No, it's not any objection.
If I didn't forward them to everybody, I will forward them to everybody.
Okay. So
thank
that
you.
Being the case, I guess we should
I really don't
wait.
Have to, so thank you.
Did you want us to wait until you look them over, Nancy, before we approve them?
I like to see them.
Okay. All right. So we'll hold off on approval of those minutes then. Did you have any other comments or questions?
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
There's one person ahead of you though, Adriana. Rhonda
Gardner. But it's about the minutes. I'm sorry. It's about the minutes.
Okay.
I think that we can, if anybody, if everybody agree, we can approve the minutes, the one that we receive, the people that want to approve the minutes, and we can always change it if people didn't see it before. Or the other option is we can send that to the next meeting. We need to make the decision now. What the committee wants to do. We want to delay to the next meeting and, you know, schedule the approval for the next, in the next meeting of the governance, or I don't know, we need.
Thank you, Adriana. I would prefer to just move ahead, because the longer you postpone, you know, the more they get, you know, pushed under the rug, and then it gets out of our control and we forget about them. So I would prefer right now, but it just depends. Let's just put it this way. If anybody objects doing that, as Adriana suggested, that we go ahead, approve them, post them, and if there's any objection later on, we can always make a change. Does anybody object to that? PK?
I'm not objecting. I wanted to kind of ask a question, because there are some things that were passed in those minutes. I wouldn't mind doing it, but they were passed in the minutes of the way we met. I mean, the way we meet, and that's every other month. And I think that people need to either read it, or it's going to be 2 months before we come together. Maybe that's something that we can talk about. I don't know. But it just seems like the minutes can't be agreed to if everybody hasn't read them.
Okay. So at this point, Rhonda, did you have something?
Point of information. PK, did I understand you to say that the governance committee only meets every other month?
That's what I understand from both the minutes and the conversations that we were having then.
Madam Chair, could you please speak to that?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we had discussed in previous minutes. It may have been a meeting that one of the earliest meetings when before you came.
It was after February.
I would like to comment that I definitely think that should be looked at because of everything that's going on with the bylaws now and all of like it or not, this committee's going to have to deal with the fact there are people that believe. So.
Orders of the day. Move the agenda, please.
So.
Thank you, Muck.
I don't have any voting rights. It's not really fair to, this body needs to meet more than every other month. Does anybody want to raise their hand if they support that?
Well,
that's out of order.
I have my hand up.
Yes, Adriana.
Okay. I think that we cannot spend the entire meeting discussing something that already, happened before. I believe that at this point, in order to go ahead, why don't we just postpone the approval of the meeting for the next meeting. And then we go on with our meeting because we are almost half an hour in our allotted time and we can talk about the issues today. Is anybody disagree? And then everybody can read the minutes. We can discuss whatever we want. And in the next meeting, we can make decisions.
Sounds good to me, but I think that's where we're headed with that. However, what Rhonda was saying, Adriana, is that she would like our meetings to be more frequent. Like instead of every other month, she'd like them to be monthly.
Yes, Madam Chair, but we can discuss that in the new business if we want. At this point, we are in approving of the minutes. I hope that we can postpone the approval of these minutes till the next meeting. The governance. And then we start with the today meetings and we can put Rhonda Gardner like a valid point in this agenda for this meeting. But the motion is to postpone the approval of the minutes to the next meeting of the KPFD governance.
Is there a second for Adriana's recommendation?
Second.
Sounds good. All right, let's do that. And then your issue will come up in new business, Rhonda.
Marianne, another point about acquiring membership this year and how difficult it is. So what, we'd have to go through 6 months of meetings before or through 6 months of the calendar year before someone could be a member?
We'll discuss that in new business.
Point of order. Point of order, right,
yes, our
order of the day. Yeah, point of order, that is in new business. It's already been added to the agenda, so it should be discussed then.
Okay, sorry. As you know, I don't have an agenda. Thank you.
Okay, so the next item here is, and Adriana and Susan, correct me if I'm wrong. Now we move on to what we're going to discuss at this meeting, which is, we were talking about the bylaws, right? A bylaws, and PK brought it up, a bylaws conference.
So, Madam Chair, if I may.
That was the first thing, and then they discussed to change it to something else. I think that the bylaws conference could be a part of all of that as it relates to the questions about bylaws, period.
And Madam Chair, may.
Yes, Susan. Yes, Susan.
I believe that the call to meet in committee of the whole was intended to essentially wrap all of these conversations into a general discussion.
Yeah, and I agree.
I think that's a good way to proceed. So we can move into the committee as a whole.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with how we do that, but we just, so where do we start the conversation?
I think, and Adriana may correct me on this, but I think we just put our hands up and say what we want to say.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you to you both. And so then I see that Nancy has her hand up. Nancy?
That was a legacy hand. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Not a problem.
I'll put it down.
And I see that Rhonda has her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to have it up. I'll take it down.
Okay. So we're going to have a discussion in the committee of the whole about, I guess we were going to discuss about these the bylaws, which is the recommendation that I saw you send out something, Susan, about going through the bylaws and then what was your idea?
Sure. So let me put myself in the meeting. My thought is that in this committee of the whole, we might have a conversation about what we think we can do, how we can best spend our time in the governance committee. I do think that there is some continuing argument about whether the 2025 bylaws are in effect. I have forwarded the court order that says they are in effect. If they are, that means that our reviewing them, looking through them page by page or whatever, is a way for us to identify whether there might be additional bylaw amendments that we might want to offer. I will tell you that those of us who worked on the mediation felt that not everything that would be helpful to change was addressed because there were only two source documents for the mediated bylaws. One of the source documents was the 2020 bylaws. The other source document was the 2021 referendum. And there was, for instance, there was a misspelling of governance in one place. We didn't correct that. So I thought it would be useful to go a page by page, but it's really up to this committee what the committee wants to do.
Okay. So does anybody else have anything to add to that or any comments or suggestions? Okay, well, now those three hands went up like
we did together. At the same time. So
yeah, so I'm going to go with the person that hasn't spoken as much, which would be PK, then Adriana, then Rhonda, okay?
Rhonda, go ahead, and PK. That's okay. Let them speak first. Thank you.
PK?
Okay. All right. As long as everybody's okay, because I think we just kind of all did the same time, and I'm going to lower it so if I don't forget to do it. Absolutely. One of the things that I think has been our downfall a little bit as it relates to governance, but governance overall concerning Pacifica, is how we engage our stakeholders. And those that we talk about this a lot when it comes time to voting, that we should have been getting more people to be members before we even have a vote. But there has been so many ups and downs. So I just like to add to the mix that a bylaws conference is a formal gathering convened to discuss, propose, and potentially adopt amendments to the Pacifica Foundation's governing bylaws. It seems that this mediation kind of is trying to be that formal adoption of the amendments and the governing bylaws. And that means that the stakeholders were not a part of it. It was two groups or factions. I know people don't want it to be called factions, but it didn't include the membership, so I don't know what else to call it. But the purpose and the significance of reviewing governance structures should, in its adaptions, have some input from the stakeholders, giving them a chance to talk about what they would like to see happen. And when we did a couple of town hall meetings, that was one of the things that we asked for. I know, well, because I was then on the community advisory board, and I can get the additions from all of the minutes that my friend Matthew did. So I think that we should look at our next steps are to include the membership or the stakeholders rather than just what happened in court. That's the conversation. I'm not making a motion or anything, but that's the conversation that I think that we should have in the governance committee.
Could you just repeat that last sentence?
I was saying that I'm not making a motion.
Okay.
I'm as much as I am putting the governance committee to work on having the discussion.
Now, the discussion about specifically
adding stakeholders to a bylaws conference, not just the court case that supposedly came to terms that made the 2025 bylaws something that we should follow. Or just okay. Follow.
Now, when you say... I just want to make sure I don't lose track of, make sure I have a clear understanding of what you mean. Now, stakeholders, can you give us a few examples?
Well, a bylaws conference is where people come together. And in this case, it would probably be Zooms. And you send out a notice that there will be a bylaw conference referendum. They vote for it, and then they... have the right to create
participate. Amendments.
It doesn't have to always come from an LSB member. I don't know.
Okay. And who would be the stakeholders? Who is specifically?
The stakeholders are members who are not LSB people.
Okay.
It's a big thing. It's my understanding that when they were done, it was chaotic sometimes, but that they did get it done.
I see. Okay.
That would actually be democratic.
Thank you, Tori. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But what I'm also saying, Marianne, is just a discussion among us.
Right.
So that we can, you know, work with the other station's members on how it would take place. And that's what I'd like to offer up. But I didn't want to make a motion because it becomes a yes or no thing. I think that we have a discussion about why it would be a good thing, period, and kind of a bipartisan kind of thing. Do you think that works, Tori? The words that I'm using, the words that are coming out of my mouth, that we're talking about having these discussions and having dialogues, not fights. We can make them debates, but there are things that are still not settled for us as a foundation and us at each station, especially KBFT, because that's where I am.
We just have to work that out as to how we go about doing that. The details.
Well, I've got a little idea of participation in process based on other things. The are open to Pacifica National Board members, local station board members, and listener-sponsored mission. That's what the conference is about. The process involves proposal submissions, people who want things to change, review and discussion, and voting. And it's done at the conference, where before, you know, they put the bylaws up and people either voted for the bylaws or not. A conference, however, creates a process of how the submissions work, review and discussion, and then voting.
Okay. Well, now let's see, PK. Now, I don't know if people are going to chime in on your recommendation here, or if they have something new to add. But now we have, in the order of people that had raised their hands, it was Adriana, then Rhonda, then Susan. Okay, Adriana, are you still on the stack?
Yes,
Adriana.
Let Rhonda go first, and I go after her. Okay. The three of us were together, raising our hands. Let Rhonda go.
It's okay. Go ahead and go.
Don't fight on talking.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead. I definitely support what PK is saying, and I think that before this committee delves into work on these new bylaws, that that I need some clarification. I received some communication that said that there wasn't even actually a hearing on the bylaws on April the 8th. That it was just the filing of the proposal for the settlement. The judge signed the papers on April 10th, but left room for arguments to be heard against acceptance of the settlement. A further hearing on the matter has been scheduled for July the 3rd. So maybe Susan or Marianne, in that you're directors, you could speak a little bit to what's going to be going down on July the 3rd and the validity of these 2025 bylaws, because I don't want to waste any time on work. And I think that what needs to happen is what PK said, we need to have a really big discussion and a calling of a lot of people to participate. So, and I would really, really appreciate it if somebody would respond to what I've been told.
I will respond if that's helpful.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Susan, you're next.
No. Go ahead, Adriana.
No,
next.
No. Adriana already spoke. Adriana already spoke. Or did you, Adriana? Did you speak already?
No, she did not.
I'll follow.
Well, do you want a response to, I'm a little bit not sure how to handle this. I don't know if we should respond to Rhonda, or if we should go ahead and go on to, because Adriana may have a different issue.
I prefer you go on to Adriana, because this is an open discussion, so it can come
okay.
back.
Okay, Adriana?
We know that the reality is a fact of this. I believe that I send a letter to the entire LSP with a presentation that will be in front of the judge in July 3rd. And I want to call to everybody's attention that it's very clear in that letter, you can see the facts. I mean, the reality that in April 23rd, 2023, the ruling from the judge stated that the Pacifica's motion for summary judgment adjudication on its first cause of action for declaratory relief is granted. The court concluded that a parallel vote was needed. And like the letter said, that should be the end of that matter. I believe that, like it's explained in that letter, the Pacifica Council, I was in the PNB in 2023, when the Pacifica Council agreed with all of that. What was happening that the other side, obviously, the New Day and some director, like John Goodman, that wasn't a director there, that was part of the New Day lawsuit, gained majority in this PMB in 2025, and they use, in a way, they are using this kind of agreement when in reality, the only thing that they are doing, they are joining the defeated side. And you have the own Pacifica Foundation Council, Mr. Schwartz, saying that this is not the way to go. The new judge, the old judge retired, the new judge didn't know. And then the only thing that he see is two sides, supposedly two sides when it's only one, coming and talking about trying to reconcile. No, that was already done in April 23, 2023. And according to everything, the Pacifica Foundation bylaw that was standing there, you cannot change the Pacifica Foundation bylaw masquerading that like an agreement, you know. That is not true. That is just totally, I don't know if I can use the word illegal. It is not a way that you cannot do it. That's why in the last audience, the audience with the new judge, was some kind of procedure problem. That's why the opposite to this agreement wasn't discussed there. More than that, in April 8th was no audience at all. Was not any case there. But the judge gave until July 3rd. Who have the option to hear what is the difference? What are we talking about? And that's what we are trying to do. Then when we are hearing that they say that this is a done deal, it's not true. You cannot use an excuse to basically modify the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. It's very clear. It's from the beginning. It's the essence of the Pacifica Foundation. The stakeholders, like PK mentioned, the stakeholders are the members. Are not a group. The LSB and the PMB are just elected by the membership. We represent the stakeholders. We are not the owners. And we cannot do any of those changes, like changing, the terms. We cannot do any of that. We cannot sell assets. We cannot do any of that just by the vote of the representatives. Need the stakeholders, need the membership make these decisions. That's why this is not valid. They can discuss.
Point of personal privilege. I'm not having the opportunity to respond to any of this. My belief is if a substantial portion of this committee does not believe the 2025s are in effect, then I suggest we not meet until after July 3rd. And those who are challenging these have the chance to succeed in court. I am leaving the meeting now. Thank you.
After interrupting, that is another
way. I am leaving the meeting, sorry. Adriana.
I'm sorry, but okay. This is the same thing that happened in the PMB and everywhere else. You know, when some people don't agree with the people, you disagree with what I said. You can be totally in the opposite side, but you don't have the right to interrupt. You know, that is feeling of entitlement that some people have. You see it everywhere. If you don't have the votes, you can be really aggressive and interrupt whoever. And then if you don't like what people are talking, just leave the meeting. I'm very sorry, Susan, that you feel that way. And I'm very sorry that you give yourself the right to talk. But you don't give me or anybody else if you disagree with us.
Susan's left. I think
That's okay. That is her right. That is her right. But I send an email that every member of the LSP, and I forward that to the members of this committee that are not in the LSP, to show the facts of this case. And I want to put very clear there that our Pacifica Foundation Council, Mr. Schwartz, he agreed with all that is in that letter and all that I was saying. And he was instrumental since 2021 or 2022, 2021, I don't know exactly since when, being the Council of Pacifica. That's why suddenly the new group took him up aside because they didn't want what he said, even when he was the Council of the Pacifica Foundation. And now we receive an email from Susan Brown saying that so-and-so that represent Pacifica in this lawsuit. Well, the same thing. You cannot do things in secrecy, in meetings that are not open to the public, in meetings that the shareholders or the stakeholders don't have access to, that we cannot, where you can mute and sanction members, you know, and then we don't know anything. The rest, the ones that are not in that meeting, we don't know what's going on. We cannot do that. Democracy, I know that it's messy, and I know that we don't like it, and I know that a lot of time we really, in a way, prefer to have a more round and more nice meetings. But if we respect each other and we listen to each other and we give the other person at least our ears, we will not be in the situation that we are. I believe that we can say at this time, Pacifica is a mirror of what is happening in this country. And I'm really, really sad to say so, but we cannot be that we the Pacificans, we are really mimicking the actual government and Elon Musk. I cannot even believe that this is happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay, so let me see who's next. I see Rhonda and Nancy, and I think Rhonda was next.
I'll put my hand down. Go ahead, Nancy.
Nancy? Huh. Well, it looks like Nancy, I don't see her anymore. It looks like she may have left the call.
Well, that face that happened in this foundation, suddenly people from calls. Yeah.
That happens. She'll be back on. That happens. She's on her phone, and it gives her that problem if she hits the wrong.
Maybe button. She was trying to unmute, and she, I don't know.
Thank you, PK. All right, then, Rhonda, you're next.
I put my hand down.
Okay, so you have, okay. I
just want to say, you know, I had said to one of the managers of one of our stations, and I said that we're a microcosm. I can't even talk now. A microcosm of what is happening in the country. But it didn't happen with this new administration. It was happening a lot before then. And I think that we have some healing to do, but I don't think anybody wants to know about that or work on that. You know, I would love a truth and reconciliation for all of Pacifica so that we can chronicle some of the things that put us on a path where we are at each other's throats, which is why I want to have this conversation. I think that we need to be on the same page, meaning KPFT, like I said, about the CAB, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people and doing a lot of talking and a lot of discussions and dialogue, and maybe we can learn from it. But I think that it is time for somebody to step up to the plate and create a media outlet that takes the stakeholders seriously and who come because we are that kind of station. So that's just my kind of two cents of what it is to do a bylaw amendment, and understanding that it's not going to happen overnight, but, you know, it's worth it, I think. The changes reflect the foundation's ongoing commitment to adapt to the evolving media landscape while upholding the core values of free speech and community-driven content. That's my three cents.
Okay, thank you, PK. Anyone else like to speak?
Yeah, over here, Tori.
Tori.
You know, Marianne, you probably remember, you know, we were putting these bylaws together 20-plus years ago, 25 years ago or so, and I hated these bylaws from the very beginning because they weren't democratic. You know, they create, we created the Republic of Pacifica. And to PK's point, it's worse than you thought. It's, you know, we've got, it creates factions. Republics create factions. It's a scheme to eliminate power from the actual membership. I mean, when people vote for a representative, they give up their own power to make decisions for themselves, and they install it into a central authority. Power becomes concentrated, and over the history of democracy, since Athens anyway, 2,500 years, every representative democracy has turned into a dictatorship, because you just do the plumbing. You know, you vote away your power to make decisions, each individual, and you concentrate that power into a central authority, and you get a dictatorship. And so this was no good from the very beginning. You know, the bylaws, as they've stood for 25 years, are no good. And, you know, this latest thing, you know, is just an acknowledgement that they're no good. But it doesn't fix the problem. It just, because it doesn't turn Pacifica into a democracy where everybody that's a paying member gets a vote. That would be an actual direct democracy. You know, it creates, you know, it's exactly parallel to what the founders of the United States did when they created a republic. They didn't want democracy. They didn't want everybody voting. You know, republics are a scheme to prevent democracy. Democracy was the only thing that all the founders agreed on that they didn't want. It's in the Federalist Papers. That's the only thing they agreed to quickly, is that they did not want a democracy. And so they were corporation owners before there was a United States, when it was England. All right. And they formed this country based on the corporate model. And here we are creating Pacifica, within a corporate model. And so, you know, you can't expect much, you know, when you don't, you know, because we have the idea that we're a community radio station. And that's a great idea, but we're not any kind of community organization, because we don't empower the community. You know, it's a hierarchical organization. And, you know, it's like trying to make a car out of a bicycle. It's just not going to work. You know, if you want a horizontal, democratic community organization, and, you know, that people feel empowered by and part of and feel like they want to actually, you know, give themselves to, you know, people don't do that, you know, anymore. You know, you know, there's so many other options besides Pacifica now. There's no way to create a horizontal governance structure within a corporation. There's ways to use the corporate structure and just, you know, on paper, and if everybody just kind of agrees, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, we have to have this hierarchical structure so we can have, you know, 501c3 status so we can get tax deductible donations, and at the same time actually operate the stations democratically through like what you might call a co-op style or a community style. You know, and there's precedents for this. You know, I've been in an organization that did this. Pueblo de People. We were around for decades. We were a nonprofit organization. We were 501c3 and we had a board on paper, but we didn't use it. The board never met. You know, we got together, everybody got together in the morning, you know, at work. We sat around a round table and we voted on stuff. It was a, you know, a membership organization. We wanted to be a co-op. But we also wanted the 501c3 status. And so, you know, we just kind of wink, wink, nod, nod at the corporate status. It's like, okay, we're going to, you know, dance through the raindrops here. But, you know, the idea, you know, when anybody comes up, oh, we're losing our democracy. We never had a democracy. I mean, get real. I'm done.
Thank you, Terry. I see Rhonda's hand up.
Yes. So, Tori, you know, I recall you very much being a part, you know, a major player at KPFT when the listener lawsuit occurred and the bylaws were rewritten.
Four lawsuits.
Please don't interrupt me. I agree with you, and everyone would agree that the bylaws are flawed, okay? What I'm contesting and thinking that we need to be talking about, and I guess I'm repeating myself, is whether we should even be entertaining the new bylaws at this time. Do you have any thoughts, Tori, on the fact that Susan Young doesn't want to have a meeting until July, after July the 3rd?
Rhonda, I will ask that, not disparage any members, or talk about other people when they're not present.
I'm sorry she left the meeting.
And it's not about her. We're trying to discuss, just about this issue here.
She's the C&E director, Marianne.
I don't like people talking about other people.
I can answer her question without talking about anybody in particular. Basically, you know, we need to acknowledge that whatever system we had, the old bylaws, you know, they weren't working. And so, you know, it was a lame attempt at something democratic, and it was built to spill. I mean, it was a train. I saw this train wreck coming 25 years ago, and I told everybody 25 years ago that this would happen, that we'd break up into factions, and we would be a parallel to the U.S. Congress and all that elite control that the Congress has. You know, you're going to have the same stupid stuff going on in Pacifica. And, you know, it took 25 years and it finally hit the wall. Okay, so we need to recognize that we need to do something different. You know, people that want to continue with these old bylaws, you know, it's just like, it's insanity, because it's like, you know, making the same mistake over and over and over again, you know, thinking you're going to have a different result. Now, we can see this result 25 years ago. We can see that this was going to happen, you know, if you have any critical analysis. And so, at this point, there's so many options for media for people. It doesn't matter about anything other than just keeping this thing in existence. You know, you gotta pay the bills. Okay. And, you know, and, you know, we can go through a process and possibly make it more democratic. And, you know, keep working on the bylaws, but, we have to take a real critical, you know, view of, you know, the bylaws that we've had, and the idea to, you know, salvage them, the old bylaws that, which were dysfunctional for 25 years, is just the definition of insanity.
So you've
thank you, Tori. Now, Adriana has her hand up.
You support the new bylaws, Tori?
I support, you know, whatever's going to, anything different at this point. I mean, it's just like, you know.
Even if it's illegal, Tori?
Adriana has her hand up.
Yeah, I have no fan. I'm no fan of legal. So whatever.
Tori.
Rhonda. Adriana is next in line here. Adriana.
Okay. I basically agree with a bunch of the concepts that Tori just said, and Rhonda too. What I disagree totally is the same thing that is happening in our country. You cannot, because something is not good enough and can be perfected, you cannot erase totally and allow a small group, a really, really tiny group of really people with a bunch of money, that's all that it is, get the control and decide that, well, they don't like the previous one. I'm sorry, but you don't want the previous one, and then what you will do is just replace it with your own, just because you can. That doesn't mean that it's democratic. That doesn't mean that it's legal. I believe that what we're talking here, and I PK say very good, and Rhonda too, and I think that Tori, you too. I mean, democracy means when you open, close. We need to say, we cannot say, well, because this is bad, let a few, you know, I prefer a bunch of people making mistakes that a really selected, secretly, small group deciding for all the rest. The one that believe that they are intellectually, I don't know, superior to us, or they have more money and they can do it. I think that that is the terrible part of what they just, the PNB just did. You know, it's not that we don't agree that things need to be changed. Totally, it's a bunch of things that need to be changed. But follow the process. Open, no close. Let members come. Let the share, the stakeholders come and tell us what they believe. They are the ones footing the bill. Why don't we open and let those people, let us know what they believe? If not, what we are doing is exactly the opposite. This is not an elitist, you know, organization where a few people with connections and money can take over a foundation and do whatever the heck they want with that. That never, never will happen in the meantime that I will be able to be here. I don't know how we solve it, but like I said, it's not closing and limiting the amount of people that talk. It's just doing the opposite. Opening, listening to people, make town halls, listen to people, go there, don't make meetings where you mute people because you don't like the way that they talk, because they don't say what you want them to say. The only solution is open it. Is let, listen, people, to opinions. Maybe if we are less arrogant, maybe if we are less, have that sensation that, you know, we have a meeting of the LSP a few days ago. We have there a person that really, that person was there because that changed totally the conversation. You know, a lot of people that normally roll their eyes, they are passive aggressive. They roll their eyes when somebody that they don't want is talking, you know. I mean, those people basically were confronted or were put on the, you know, show to everybody, and that changed the conversation. And again, after that, a bunch of gaslighting. What I'm saying is, and you see, people get outraged. People get the idea that they are the only ones that know the answers. I know that I don't have all the answers. I hope that everybody else thinks the same. And I believe that we should open to listen to those voices. Sometimes I hear too, well, we are a bunch of old people. I agree. We are a bunch of old people in Pacifica governance. And new people, we should be accepting new people. But the way to accept and bring new people is not, concentrating the power in a few hands. It's just opening, listening. I don't have any problem leaving and leaving my place for younger people, but we know the younger people being active enough and come and do the job, because that is important. You know, we hear a lot of people saying, oh, a lot of older people. Yeah, but we are the only ones that are still here. Meeting after meeting, suffering, you know, receiving, being in the receiving end of aggression, passive aggressive aggression, gaslighting. If we were so unimportant as a foundation, why we are having those bombs, Zoom bombs, where they insult us and they get in there and do all of that? Why? Because we are not. We are important. We are part of a low, really low starting reaction to what is happening. I hope, I don't know. I know that sometimes it's difficult to follow what I'm saying. I know that I have a terrible accent, but sometimes when people pay attention and people try to at least read what I'm saying, because I'm better at reading, writing, I'm sorry, that talking, maybe we can open the conversation. Maybe we can understand each other. Maybe we can sit in front of everybody. It's so easy to insult somebody through Zoom. It's not that easy when you sit in front of somebody, you know, in a place. It's not that easy to say the F word to those people. I hope that we can start understanding each other, that this committee is open at least a conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Now, there's someone named call-in user number 2, and I don't know who you are or your name, but is there a call-in user number 2? There's somebody there with their hand up, but I there's no name, so I don't know. I can't call you by name.
Is Jonathan Markowitz from Los Angeles.
Jonathan Markowitz from L.A. How you doing, Jonathan? How can we help you today?
First of all, who are the board members on this call? I just called in.
The board members? Yeah. Which board? Which
board members are on the call right now? Your board, KPFT.
Well, we have several people on the call here. There's Rhonda, there's myself, there's Tori, Adriana, PK.
Is there a reason you're asking?
Yeah, I just want to know who's on the call that's on the board.
Susan Yap just left because she didn't want what we were discussing.
I'm sorry. I need to know who the chair is. I'm sorry.
I'm chairing the meeting, Mary Ann Martinez.
Okay, thank you. Are you a member of New Day?
No.
Are you a member of New Day?
Jonathan, what is this? What are you calling about, sir? I feel like you're giving me the third degree here.
I'm not giving you the third degree. I'm telling you exactly why I'm calling. I want to know who in New Day is on this call talking about governance. Number two.
We don't know who that is, and I don't see how that's anybody's business.
Marianne, that's not true. You know.
Can you please not interrupt me?
I do not, Rhonda, and I don't really care.
Please do not interrupt me. I'm saying something, and then you interrupt me. Why is that?
Well, first of all, because.
Okay, don't interrupt me.
Jonathan,
I need to make a.
Now that we're getting on to the, you want to get some serious about this? I don't even know if you can participate in this
committee.
You're not on this committee, so you can't even speak. You're not even free to speak.
Marianne, do you want to make a statement?
Stop interrupting me.
Jonathan is not a member of our station area or on this committee. So you're not even free to speak, Jonathan.
There are plenty of people on this call right now who are not on your committee.
Yes,
I'm a listener member of Pacifica. I'm a listener member of Pacifica, and somebody told me the chair of Pacifica board was on this call, but then disconnected.
She did. She left.
Does anybody know why the chair left this call?
He had another meeting.
No, that's okay. Marianne, you are not telling the truth.
No, you're the one who's an untruth teller, Rhonda.
Oh, listen, I'm on the stack right now, miss.
Sir, Susan Young left the meeting because myself.
Rhonda, you are out of order.
Chair, if I'm not on the stack, please put me on the stack now. Thank you.
No, you need to go to LA and ask questions over there.
No, because
this is not your station area, and you have nothing to do with this committee or this meeting.
This committee has nothing to do with the bylaws that were created.
We are a national foundation. It's not just KPFT or KPFA. Let the gentleman speak and ask the question.
No, he's not asking any relevant questions. And what Jonathan is doing is just here to create problems and trouble.
No, he's not. He's here to call attention to some facts.
Now, that makes me think that you may have put him up to it, Rhonda.
Board meeting or committee of a station board, as I do have a right to call into any Pacifica National Board meeting or committee. You're obfuscating discussion about these bylaws.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
No, the
objection side. You know what, Marianne? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm the chair.
No, you cannot.
Bye, everybody.
No, you cannot.
Meeting's over.
Goodbye.
Sir, Otis, don't cut this off.
How dare you? How dare you try to bar me from this meeting? How dare you?
Go fuck yourself.
Anyone can.
No, you go fuck yourself, sir, whoever the fuck you are.
Oh, that's true.
What you just said on this call, sir, is bullshit. Total crap. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Can we have
I've been involved in this effort since 1997, and you know what's happened is a coup d'etat by New Day.
That's right.
But you're all talking about nothing.
Jonathan, may I answer your question as to why Susan Young left the meeting?
No. I want the chair to recognize that she is out of order. What she just said to me is blatantly untrue under California corporate code and the bylaws. Any listener member in any of the five signal areas has a right to call any of the other local station board committees or board meetings.
So, you're just disrupting. You're not saying anything.
I just said,
why don't you go back to, you know, whatever you do in LA? You're wasting our time. Blah, 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 blah. You're wasting all our time. Why don't you just, you know, shut up? And you Rhonda, you go fuck yourself.
I'm speaking to the chair.
People do nothing but waste time. You're just a bunch of time wasting nothing. You're nobody. You got no ideas. You just waste time. And nobody's going to word in edgewise because all you do is blah, 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 blah,
Chair, can you
blah, 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 blah.
The chair is
clever.
The chair is not here.
The chair is not here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, we need to elect a chair pro tem.
Blah, blah.
I nominate PK McCary.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sir, would you please stop that behavior?
Blah, blah.
Stop it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mute.
Blah, 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 blah.
Please mute him. Thank you.
We fuck don't you. Mute in Pacifica.
You can't use that
Marianne
kind of language
left.
Here.
Chair left the meeting. The chair is
okay,
not here.
That does not give that man the excuse to behave the way he's behaving.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, I recommend that
blah,
we
blah, blah,
I nominate
blah,
Tim McCary as
blah,
chair
blah,
pro tem.
Blah, 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 blah,
are there any
Otis,
blah, 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 blah,
Otis.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, would you take chairship?
PK, you're muted.
I don't know if you made your statement or not from the person that's from Los Angeles. I heard part of your statement about what the bylaws entail. And
no, I answer the chair's incorrect statement. She's totally wrong. Any listener member or staff member from any of the five signal areas or board members can call into any local station board meeting and or committees thereof.
I agree with you, but that's not the statement that you came to make, right?
No. The chair is uninformed or she's disregarding the reality of our bylaws in this network.
But what I'm saying is
a member supported network. It's not just five.
Would you let the chair, please, sir?
I'm arguing with you about what you said. I said, but that's not why you called to tell us that, right? You didn't call to tell us that you had the right to call.
I want to tell you, the reason I called was to state that the new bylaws that the New Day Pacifica faction created on April 3rd are completely illegal in every way in regards to process and in regard to structure. Period. This is an illegally run operation now since April 3rd. The local station boards really have no authority anymore. The only way to stop these cretins is in court with massive lawsuit, period. Thank you.
I agree absolutely with you, sir.
And I agree also.
And we are both
Could I have the, if you all have made me temporary, let me thank you.
Chair pro tem.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say yes, but then, Marianne left, I think. So what I'm saying is that, sir, what I was talking about earlier was that the stakeholders have to be a part of this and that we need to have the conversations. We haven't met in a while. And I think that that's part of not being able to have the dialogues that we need. And another thing that you talked about was, you know, the illegality that we've been plagued with for a number of years. There was a time that we were community radio, but that didn't last long because it seems like the enemy always wants to come and distort and destroy. I would like to see us build bridges rather than walls and being able to talk to one another and deal with what it's going to take. This is a moral moment for me, the consciousness of a people. It's not just Pacifica. And I would like to make sure that everybody gets heard tonight because it's time. So, Nancy, did you want to say anything else? California?
Yes. Oh.
I was asking him if he finished. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, me?
Oh, I was just saying a public comment can be even non-members. Anyone from the public can make a public comment in any committee or any board meeting, local station, except the national board, because they don't meet in person and they haven't corrected that. And they don't have a public comment time anymore.
Okay,
okay, that's all.
Rhonda?
PK.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you, as the pro tem chair, can you help us to schedule a governance committee meeting since Marianne left? And so we have no date to meet. And I was hoping that you could help us.
Oh, I can't. Well, I guess as pro tem, as chair, I could. You have to make a motion and then we go from there.
I would like to make a motion that PK McCary be allowed to set the date and time for the next governance committee meeting because of Mary Ann Martinez's abrupt leaving of the meeting.
Well, I think the editorializing of it should be cut to, you want to, I'm not insulting anybody. What I'm saying is, what you want to vote is for our next meeting.
Yes, thank you, PK.
Yeah, just,
yes. We moved, when the committee thinks that we want a new meeting, we need to put the date, vote, and then we can schedule it there. Whenever you want.
Okay.
What the committee members feel.
Yes.
Okay. What is the date that we prefer?
Well, it's got to be at least 7, or if not, I can make the meeting for
May
next
27?
Week.
May 27? Well, May 27? It's a week from now?
Yes. And I can put it in the KPFTX.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, well, we didn't vote.
Oh.
Is there any objection? I don't know if it's any objections here.
Any objections? Hearing none. The next governance meeting is May 27th. At the same time, 7:30.
And PK, may I say something, Adriana?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand the feeling of the people that call from other stations. I hope that we have any way to communicate with you, and I agree totally with you. Before you came into the meeting, I think that we were exactly some of the ones that are here, we are discussing exactly the same. We have the right, the stakeholders are the members. The membership is. The LSB and the PMB are selected to represent them, and we want the input of everybody that is a member at the Pacifica Foundation. Doesn't matter from where. And we agree totally with your sentiment. And well, I hope that people keep coming to every meeting of the Pacifica Foundation and make their voices heard. That is democracy in action. Thank you, sir, for communicating with us.
Nancy, did you hold your hand up again?
Nancy did.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know, we had the voting members were Marianne, Susan, Tori, PK, that's 4. So you need 3.
Sorry, Nancy, what is the question? Because the motion was approved without any objections. I mean, it's not any voting. You didn't vote. The people, we didn't vote neither. But we were not objections. I don't know what we are rehearsing
okay. here. All right. All right. I'd like to move that the chair pro tem please put on the KPFDX post the next meeting.
I will.
I mean, like, can you do it now?
Is there any objections?
I will do it now.
PK?
I mean, are there any objections? Is Tori still
no
on?
Objections.
No objections?
No objections. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. All right. I'm doing it.
Does caller two still have his hand up?
Caller two.
Okay. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Creating a governance meeting for KPF.
May 27.
All right.
Is Tori still on? I just wonder who's still on this.
He doesn't. I think that that's why we can keep talking, because I think that he left too. I don't know. You know, we don't know how this works. We don't know how this works, Nancy. We don't know how this works. We don't care. This is supposed to be recorded and a stream. And I hope that people can listen and remember that we need to be careful with the language that we use. Because these are open meetings, and we cannot use some of the words that we are used here. I'm very sorry, really, but that's okay.
I want to say something about these new bylaws. I think, well, not think, I know. The old bylaws of 2020, they had a bylaw process, and that was like the PMB votes and the LSBs, the five LSBs vote, and there's a announcement on the air to the public, to the listeners, and there's also a referendum required for some of these changes that happened in this, I'm going to call it Frankenstein bylaws. And so the public was eliminated, the LSBs were eliminated, and the membership was ignored. All three groups, it's just the PMB executive session meeting voted for these new bylaws on April 3rd. And then soon after, I don't know if it was the next day or 2 days later, the old bylaws were removed from Pacifica.org and the new ones went up, this Frankenstein one. And this is not a done deal because these new bylaws, because the judge made a continuance until July 3rd. And she's a brand new judge, took over from that Judge Travelman, who said that the 2021 case was finished and can never be reversed, no matter what, cannot be reversed. Pacifica won that suit against New Day.
Excuse me, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me.
So what was said said this morning was wrong, incorrect. Or Susan was telling everybody it's a done deal, we have new bylaws now. Yes, Rhonda, I'm sorry. I'm going to finish
That's
what
okay.
I wanted to say.
I was just going to say, because really it's only Adriana, PK, V may be on there, I guess. So I would, if you don't mind, would you be okay if I made a motion for us to adjourn, since we have the next meeting coming up next Tuesday? Because you're only talking to me.
Are you all taking public comment?
What?
We can.
Yes.
Is somebody wants to make public comment, PK?
Yeah. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I wanted to make public comment.
Okay.
PK, somebody from public is asking for time for public comment.
Are you muted? They're okay. Sorry. I accidentally hit the wrong thing, but now the right thing has been gone. And 27th KPFT governance. All right, I can't do two things at once anymore. I'm getting old. Who's calling user number three?
We don't need the name, PK. We just.
Is that the same person? I guess that's what I'm asking. I'm going to ask him for the name.
I don't know how I show up, but I am present. I'm not a member of the KPFT LSC, and I'd like to make a comment.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. So I think it's unfortunate that Pacifica is a communications organization devoted to peace and dialogue over difficult issues. But unless some people can command the discussion, they can't participate. So they either hang up or abuse others and disrupt. And that's really unfortunate. It doesn't say much for the organization's ability to change the world. But I will say this, that, you know, there's a process in the real bylaws and in this thing that happened in April. There's also a process for how bylaws are changed. It requires properly proposed bylaws, which means, you know, a certain number of directors or a certain number of LSDs or a certain number of members of the organization. It requires public notice. It requires a detailed listing of what you're changing, what exists, what you wish to add or subtract, and your rationale. None of that happened. So the fact that a court said, go talk to each other, does not equate to a court said, go talk to each other, make an agreement, and come back to me by such and such a date, regardless of which of your internal rules you violate in the process. So court-ordered discussion, which is what was supposed to have happened, is not the same as a court-ordered agreement, which was written up by, doesn't seem to matter which set of lawyers, since at this point, both the parties on the parties on both sides of the versus seem to be ideologically the same. And you could probably do, you know, take attendance to see where that lines up. But if we are to believe the votes, and of course the votes were in secret by the PNB, you know, nothing like governing in secret. I mean, this is the U.S., right? Anyway, but they vote in secret. They come back with a set of agreements made by four women, approved in advance by the PNB, that guts the LSBs, guts the staff rights, guts the listener rights, guts the democracy of the foundation. And then they declare, well, this is as of April 3rd. And then they say, oh, no, not really. It's as of April 10th. And it's, oh, and disregard that silly judge who says she'll hear, you know, arguments on July 3rd. That doesn't mean anything. And in the meantime, they are speeding towards hiring executives, our general managers at all of our five stations, trying to make sure all of that is locked in tight and all of it excludes the LSB, which undermines entirely what we fought for in the 90s. We wanted local control. We wanted a decision-making process that comes from the station areas. So the LSBs have, in my view, of the only existing bylaws, because they're the only set that were properly approved. Those rules say that the LSBs create a pool, and from the pool, the executive director must then hire a station's general manager. Similarly, for the program director positions, and four of them are held by interns, and God knows what process they're using to make program changes, but I shan't mention that. You know, these four hires are to be made from a pool created by the LSB and selected. The selection actually goes to the general manager. In this case, we have interim general managers at all the stations. We will have new general managers at all the stations. And those people, some of whom may be brand new, or some may not be so new, are going to be making decisions on who's going to be program director, which means they're talking about controlling our content and our operations, and they're going to ram all of that through to the best of their ability before a judge can speak in July 3rd, which puts the organization in what kind of legal position when they're making those hires completely outside of the legal process according to the last properly approved bylaws. I'm just saying, I don't know what the PNB is doing. Thank you.
Anybody else for public comments?
Yeah, this is Nancy. What Adriana said about the Pacifica governance is beginning to look and feel and smell like the Trump administration. Oh, yeah. I'll say yes. And it's terrible because this is such a precious independent media, and y'all know that. How are we going to lose it so easily? We cannot do that. We have to keep it for the future generations. And yes, there's a lot of things in that bylaws I would like to amend. A lot of things. And make things better. I think a lot of people would have complaints about anything, actually, and come to some conclusion with some calm discussion. Nothing's perfect.
Man.
This Frankenstein bylaws is... I'm finished.
Thank you.
No, I just wanted to get on stack. I wasn't sure if you could see mine.
Right. Go ahead.
Did you want to finish, Nancy?
Oh, I said enough. Back to you.
Okay. Sorry, I'm really tired, so I'm going to try to make it quick and make sense. So, I agree with mostly what everyone said. I have been also concerned for a while. I feel like that we have been doing Trumpy stuff at Pacifica and PFT. That's something I started noticing during the first Trump administration and certainly was not vocal about it. And I know other people will agree with me, but this time around, I feel like it's extra scary because the Trump administration is targeting the media. And if Pacifica was even like the kind of racist, transphobic thing that it was like 15 years ago, we still had like some kind of independent media where we could get the word out about stuff. And we don't have that at all right now. And that is scary. That combined with like the attack by our literal government on media, is just kind of terrifying. And I want to point that out if that's not something that y'all have thought about. So I just do feel like it's really important for us to fight to, as quickly as we can, like take Pacifica back straight up. And I kind of want to ask a question. I do want it on the record, and I want to know myself, like, well, who is on this committee that's part of New Day? And I have ideas, but I don't really want to say, I guess, because I'm not sure if I'm correct. But, yeah, that's a question, not really a comment. And that's it. Thank you.
Adriana, you want to have the last word? I don't.
We agree with almost every commentary here. I hope that you can read. I send to everybody in this committee, in the at the LSP, at to our LSP, and even to the PMB, some letter that I received from a group that I'm part of, and it strike me that sounds, they are talking about the current administration and that we have in the country and Elon Musk. But I was looking at that, reading that, and that's why I'm sharing with everybody, because that sounds to me that is exactly, if you change a few words, like I said in my email, if you change the Democratic Party or the DNC for the Pacifica Foundation and the PMB, and if you change instead of $15, asking for $25, you'll see that is exactly what's going on at our foundation. I agree. The last person that talked from the public or the previous one say something really interesting. We are the Pacifica Foundation, and look at us in this meeting exactly when people don't want to hear any dissent. The first thing that they do, or they hang up, or they insult, interrupt, and yell, knowing that this meeting is being recorded and supposedly streamed. I really am speechless. You know, I'm tired, and I agree with all of you. We get used to being, attacked or gaslighted and all of that, but be so blunt. People, being willing, people that we know that deep inside, they are democratic people. And you see that they act in this way. You know, it's make me feel that bad, if because we, the progressive ones, we are like that. What are the hopes? I think that it's time for us to leave. We have this meeting was scheduled till 9, and it's 9:14. And I hope that the next meeting, one of the problems is that these are the Zoom meetings, where only a few people have the controls and they can drop, mute, silence, do whatever with the rest of the people. And this is one of the problems. That's why I always advocate for in-person meetings, because you cannot push a button and shut down somebody that is have the right to talk. Thank you, and I agree with Rhonda. Maybe PK, we are asking for adjourning this meeting.
Thank you to
everybody.
I know some hands are still up, but I think that's because they didn't let them down. But I'll just say, California, did you have any last words right now?
I'm sorry. Okay, let me know when you want, because for that meeting to end, we need to call Otis and tell him to stop the streaming or recording or whatever it is. Do you want me to do that?
Okay. May you do it?
I can call him, but I want to know if he's okay with everybody that I call him. You are the pro tem, the chair now, and if you want me, I can do that. I can call him and ask him to stop the meeting. It's up to you. You tell me.
I think we can stop the meeting.
Are there any objections, please?
Are there any objections? Then, good night. Adriana, Nemo.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm grateful. I'm calling
Otis. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. All right.